So we have two missions coming up right now and many more in the books. The Nova C lander is the heart of our initial set of capabilities to the moon. Designed to land about 100 kilograms. We do a little bit better than that, about 130 kilograms. So IM-2 will land at a place called the Shackleton Ridge, almost on the south pole of the moon, and deploy a drill, which will look for water ice from NASA, a rover, which will do a 4G LTE lunar surface communications experiment. Believe it or not, the radios you use to communicate back to Earth are not the same radios you'd want to use astronaut to astronaut on the surface. So we're going to test that technology. And then we have a hopper, a micronova, which will fly away from the lander and then hop into a permanently shattered region. So that will be at the end of this year. And then IM-3, which we don't have a name for. IM-2 is Athena. What do we call her? Addy. After Athena, IM-3 is going to land at a place called Reiner Gamma. There are these magnetic swirls on the moon. It's one of the mysteries of the moon. When people first saw it, they thought they were shadows, that there were ridges and all this. And you get there and you realize it's actually flat. The coloration is because the magnetic field in that area of the moon has this swirl property to it that we don't understand how it formed. So we're going to land there and deploy four rovers, which are going to go around and explore that magnetic field, try to answer the mystery. So that's the immediate future for us, the next 2 years. And then we're graduating from Nova C to Nova D, which will land about 1,500 kilograms. So we're going to go about 10 times the amount of payload and really move into having demonstrated the capability with Nova C, taking that same technology and repackaging it into a more capable lander. You know, when you go from 130 kilograms capacity to 1,500 kilograms capacity, it's about a factor of 10. It will allow us, one, to reduce the price per kilogram that we charge. And so we'll actually make more opportunities for scientists, researchers, engineers, companies to do things at the moon, because we're going to be bringing the price of transportation to the moon down. That's the number one thing.